What's going on, everybody? What's going on, everybody? This is episode 71. You guys definitely see what the title is. Before we go into the title, see you guys. I got a link for you guys. If anybody want to come on in, just come on in. I can see if a guest want to come on in. But what we're gonna do this time, we're gonna change it up a little bit. Well, I first want to start off by sending out a whole bunch of thank yous. My last guest, I mean my last few interviews have been very, 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 very great. I want to say thanks to everybody. Would that have been Tierris Evans, Anton Juice Parks, Wilmot Berry, Angie B, and I also want to give a shout out to Rashika Oliver, whose son passed away, for allowing me to tell her story and know that I was gonna tell her story with dignity and not be messing with it. So now you gotta definitely see what the title is. You gotta definitely see what the title is. So if you guys coming on in, we'll give you a second to come on in. Hit that like, hit that share button, come on in, that like and that share button. So the title is a man wrong to ask a woman what is she bringing to the table financially? Also, would a man be wrong for not wanting you because you can't control your children? Now, these are two very touchy subjects. I want to see what you guys think about it. I want you guys to come on in, hit that like, hit that share button, comment that get the conversation started. You guys know this is a very, very thing. It's been a real big uproar I see lately. A lot of conversations. A lot of homegirls of mine are having these conversations. They talking about it, and it's almost like a very touchy subject. Like, whether is it okay for a man to ask a woman what is she bringing to the table? Now, a lot of people get funny about it. I honestly don't think there's nothing wrong with having a conversation, because I think both parties would want to know what are you really bringing to the table, because it gets a little funny, because they don't know what's really going on. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm bringing X amount of dollars. Somebody told me today, it was like it was a very good statement. They said forget the table. They was like, I got my own table. So if I got my table and you got your table, you got a big dining room table. You know what I'm saying? Instead of like just bringing something to the table, this person said, I'm bringing my own table. So when you set that kind of standard, of course that person feels different than anybody else, because that person knows what they're bringing to the table. They got their own table. They don't need your table, but they're glad you got a table, because then that way, y'all both able to have more financially. Because I think some people get a little misconstrued. People start feeling a certain kind of way about, start feeling a certain kind of way about, oh, it's not just about this lady's line. That's why I say financially, because they just be like, oh, I'm bringing something to the table. I'm bringing good love in. I'm bringing, we ain't talk about that. I talk about some real hard on that we can see. What are you bringing to the table financially? Are you going to be an asset or a liability? And sometimes what I'm starting to see ladies not realizing, I call them to see rap dreams. But a perfect example is what Arielle, the girl, I think I might be saying her name right, I might be saying her name wrong. The girl Arielle, who Moneybagg Yo is dating. Moneybagg Yo dating her. And she was like, and she said, she believed, like a girl like her, she bought this man 28.8 acres. I repeat, she bought him 28.8 acres. Obviously, to get 28.8 acres, she ain't the regular. She ain't the regular. You know what I'm saying? So if she getting 28.8 acres, that mean that girl coming with something. That mean that girl, she got her own money. Even though Moneybagg Yo got money, Moneybagg Yo is a rapper, he's an entertainer. Guys are not, even guys who got money, they are not looking for women to take care of. It's different. And see, what people don't realize, it's different between when you got an old lady and you buying her stuff, but in return, she's also getting used to it. And what happens is, I don't think I called it These Girls Live in These Fake Realities. I called it the Love Hip Hop Fantasy. But then I realized is that you can do more for a woman that has her own, because she's gonna greet you, she's gonna have her own stuff together, she's gonna come with something too. So guess what? You don't gotta worry about if I get you something, worry about I'm not being able to afford to pay the rent next week because we got you something, and you're not even able to manage. I'm scared to get you something. I get you something, can't pay it. Guess what? You're gonna leave and go on with the next with the next thing. Is it fair? Is it right? Who knows? And I find it odd that the only people who seem to be uncomfortable with the conversation is people who don't bring a lot to the table. Because women who bring a lot to the table, they're gonna ask you, "Hey, bro, what you do? What you got going on?" Because especially when, God forbid, they got in their house, because they already know what it is, and they don't want no man coming to live off them, because they know some men, they ain't got nowhere to go, stay in their mama house. They're gonna see that first play, and they're gonna try to use their house as a play to come in and stay. And they don't want that, which can you blame them? And a lot of men in certain positions feel the same way. Like, "Hey, bro, what you got going on?" And sometimes these ladies don't understand. A man might not say, let me slow it down. A man might not say how much money you make. See, men, because sometimes we have to be very considerate of women's feelings, and sometimes. So he might ask you, where you live, what you drive. Sometimes the driver partner got so much to do with it. What you do for a living? Okay, just conversation. However you make money, you make money. But he pretty much trying to find out, how do you sustain your current lifestyle? Whatever that lifestyle is, whether that lifestyle is up, whether that lifestyle is down. How are you at this very moment, maintaining your current lifestyle? And that determines a lot, whether he chooses to deal with you, whether he wants to know what you got going on, whether he wants to know, he pretty much wants to know, are you going to be the one who drags me down? Are you going to be not, I don't see a headache. Like I said, like a liability. Like, you can't hold you down. If you can't hold you down, you definitely can't hold me down. And then a certain woman of a certain age most likely have children. So if I'm getting you and your child, what really are you bringing to the table? If you can't, like what we got here? Is this a one-way street? Is this a two-way street? Are you trying to build? Or are you just trying to like just are you just trying to get a come up? Are you trying to get a come up? Because I'm telling you, hey, guys, and this is for guys and girls, but even in the conversation, I just said, is a man wrong for asking? Because I think most women are okay with asking a man what he brings to the table. Or pretty much saying, oh, most women be like, "Hey, some women just be straight up, can you take care of me and my kids?" Now, that's a lot. I don't like, because unless that sugar daddy status, but even they got certain rules that it's gonna come with. Are you willing to agree to those terms when it comes to a sugar daddy? That just is what it is. Ain't no explaining that, but I'm talking about just regular situations. Is it okay for a man to ask a woman? Now, would he be wrong if almost like if a guy treat a girl like he like if a guy was to treat a female like, "All right, what you got?" And she'd be like, "Well, I got this going on, that going on." He'd be like, "You know what? Yeah, I'm sorry, but you just ain't my cup of tea." Would he be wrong? But knowing most guys, he's not gonna say you ain't my cup of tea. He's gonna be like, "Well, it's nice." Like, he might just fade the black slow because he see you really ain't got nothing going on, and he just don't wanna. Not he don't want to waste his time, or he don't want to get caught up in the lick. Cause guys, we see the licks coming too. And sometimes guys be like, "Well, I'm gonna let her think she get put in the lick. I'm gonna roll with this thing for a little bit. And as soon as I roll it for a little bit, I'm gonna bounce after a while. Cause I'm not gonna stay and put up with it." And that's what some ladies don't even understand. It's like, you think you're getting over, but it's the guy letting you think you get over until whatever transaction happens that the XYZ person choose to let happen, then guess what? At that point, you just played yourself. You thought you played him, thought you got to come up. You might have got a couple of dinners out of him. There's one thing, but God wants to take you out. We got a couple of dinners out of him, and then go from there. And ladies, it's okay to take a guy out too. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with asking a guy, what do you want to eat? Let me tell you something, ladies. You will be surprised how much of a change that could bring whatever you're trying to pursue. If you ask a guy, hey, can I take you out? What you got going on? Are you free this weekend? Are you not free this weekend? What you got going on? Especially a guy who has, all guys are not created equal. Now, this is not for the bums. This is for the guys who got a table. Not for the guys, because some women ask some guys, what you bring to the table? And she just want him to bring some milk or some pepper, some macaroni and cheese. Some guys got their own table. Now, sometimes, ladies, I got 21st century is different. Ladies are shooting their shot now. But, like, what are you really bringing? Like, is it worth it? Or is what you have worth me wasting my time? Or is it worth her wasting her time? And I'm saying, and we just want to know. Because it's just a weird thing right now, and I'm seeing especially the conversation with Kevin Samuels is having. And I'm gonna shout out to Kevin Samuels because Kevin Samuels, some women hate him, but his conversations spark a lot of conversations. And in those conversations, I think a lot of women and men are getting clarity on certain issues because you got two different people, two different sides, coming with some real hard evaluations, because some women don't want to look at the real. And when you take that thing and when you really look at it and you really see what's going on for what it is, it changes a lot. You really get to see what's going on. You really get to see how people feel, or you really get to see how people live in a fantasy world too. Some people, you see some of these women, I laugh, they want these guys, they do this and do that, do this and do that, but they are not bringing anything to the table. Not nothing. Not nothing. Like I say, ladies, cooking is something to the table. Cleaning is something to the table. But like, why are you gonna help provide? Now the woman, now that's the thing now. That's also why I differ from a lot of guys' philosophies. I don't think that a woman supposed to be the I won't say breadwinner. I think the guy's supposed to take care of most of it. But he wants help, especially, and it depends on your bill situation. Some people, the woman might be the higher earner, and their lifestyle might be higher, so it might require her to might pay more than in the average situation that might not be required. But it's not the average situation. You're talking about a whole different animal. You're talking about something way different that you're trying to address and hold on to. So that kind of changed the whole dynamic of everything. You know what I'm saying? You think you got one thing going on, but it's actually something else going on. So, you know, that changes the dynamic. So that's just for the regular part of like, just, is it okay for women to ask what's going on and see what's going on? And women, what you bring to the table? Men, what you bring to the table? Which is a very fair conversation that I think we y'all have. And my next topic, hey guys, you come on in and hit that like and share button. You come on in and hit that like and share button. Now, my next topic, I would like women to comment on. Come on in if you decide to come on in. If you're not afraid to come on in the chat, see what's going on. My next topic is: would a man be wrong for not wanting to be with you because you can't control your children? I repeat, in layman words, would a man be wrong if he really likes you, but he just leaves you because you can't control your children? Would a man be wrong for that? Ladies, if it's a lady, in here, please hit the comments. I hit the streamer thing, to come on the stream. Ladies, please answer. All men answer. All men type in the comments. Would a man be wrong if he decides to leave you? That just say he with you. If a man be wrong, if he decides to leave you because you can't control your child. Now that's a very funny subject. I want to know, ladies, if ladies in here, if y'all in the car, if y'all in watching, I see we got people looking. I appreciate those like, I appreciate you hit that like and that share button. Would a man be wrong if he left a woman because she can't handle her child? Now, with that comes a lot of caveats. Because some women be like, why need him to be the man? Now, especially most women that come to boys, not, and when I say him, and not say you can control your child, because is your child bad and wild and you just don't check it and you just let your child be bad and wild and you don't do anything to handle it? You don't check it. You don't say nothing. Okay, what we got here? Y'all said, no, he wouldn't be wrong. Who would want to deal with that he doesn't have to. Thank you, Mika. Mika said he would not be wrong. Cause who wanna deal with that if you don't have to? But then some ladies feel as though, some women feel as though that the man would be wrong if he left. Now it's a couple of caveats to that. Now this is my thing. I'm talking about if a guy just he disciplined your child within a reason, not nothing outrageous. We're not talking about any kind of like forceful tactics. But let's say your child's not listening. Your child is being very disrespectful. And I say your child tell this man, and when I say child, let's get out the top, let's get out the babysitter. That's talking about your child, let's say pre-K, that's talking about 3 or 4. And your child says, shut up. To an adult man, that's about 3 or 4, more so in the 4 range, but it's still three or four in the 4 range. And shut up, kicking them, just not playing now. But just like disrespectful, because you know it's the difference between that's be adults here. We're not talking about a child playing, but you also got to check the playing too, because they know where to draw the line. But you think it'd be okay? We think it'd be okay if this child managed to discipline them. Now what's gonna happen is okay. We got Brittany made a comment. Let's see what it say. If he's taking on a stepfather role, then he should offer support and disciplining to a certain extent. If it's nothing serious, he wouldn't be wrong. Okay, if he's taking on a stepfather role, then he should offer support and disciplining to a certain extent. If it's nothing serious, he wouldn't be wrong. So I got a question. What is offering role? He's offer support and discipline a child to a certain extent. But if you're paying stepdaddy, what is the certain extent? What is the certain extent? And he up and out. He doing his job. He doing what he's supposed to do. And I think some would that just give an example. I'm going to say, let's say he disciplines the child. Let's say the child's 4, and we're gonna call him Mr. John. Mr. John says, "Hey, Jake." Hey, Jake, you been bad. Go to your room. And Jake's and I said that. That's remember. I said that's made Jake. What's kindergarten? I think 5. That's made Jake 5. These all things lead up now. So I'm gonna take. And also to be fair to some of the mothers, I think that I also had a epiphany to myself. Sometimes when it comes to disciplining kids, especially boys, I view things in the eyes of a father, which is different from viewing things in the eyes of a single mother, which is two very different concepts. But so that to say this, so I'm gonna give you an example. Let's say Jake is 5, and Jake is bad, and obviously this is a stepdad slash our living boyfriend. He's there. He's there. So let's say he comes in. Let's say he comes in the house. He's been bad, and Mr. Joe says, "All right, Jake, you can't play the game today. You're teaching on call. Mama Timber teacher call, no game plan today." And Jake tells Mr. John, "Shut up. I don't care what you say. I'm waiting for my mama to get home." So then Mr. John says, "Shut up." And let's say Mr. John say, "Shut up, boy. Go in your room." And that's say little Jake rises up on him and like, "I don't care what you say. I don't care what you say." Now, at that point, if you rise up in the man's face, would Jake be wrong for, let's say, popping him or hitting him in the chest just to remind him that he's a boy stepping into a man's face? Now, would a man be wrong if that little boy comes up in his face, he presses him as a man and the man hit him and the man hits him in the chest? What would the mama say? Or how would that conversation go? All right, let me see what Mika said. Mika says, "It depends on the discipline and the amount of time he's been in our life. No child should be disrespectful to any adult. So if it's within reason, I'm okay with it." Okay, I respect that. So Mika say, if it's within reason, discipline him, because you don't believe that no child should disrespect. Okay, let's see what Rakeem say. Rakeem say, "Oh, hell no. Mr. Jake need to get the belt." He said, "Mr. Jake need to get the belt." The little boy comes in his face. But God, these are real life examples. And what happens is, Some of these kids know that they are able to get by with things because they know they can say, my mama say, and these, my mama want this, my mama want that. Now, mama, you got to decide what you want. Now, like I said, within reason, that's see, this is a good man. This is not a man that is, this is not a man that is hurting the child. He is disciplining the child within reason. Now, some reasons vary. Like, if a little boy come up in my face, I'm five, he, five, he, hey, back up, little boy. Back up, little boy, because at no point, so any man think it's okay to, so no boy think it's okay to roll up in a man's face. Let me see, I can put it again. It takes a village to raise kids, especially these days. Okay, I agree. It takes a village. I believe it takes a village, but you have to allow the village. Because see, think about it. These stories I hear back in the day, I'm not gonna lie. I'm not in that era and I wasn't that kind of child to where I hear people tell these stories like my cousin, my Mr. Joe beat me, then my cousin beat me, then my aunt beat me before I got home. I ain't come up in that kind of era. But I also wasn't that kind of child. I might have got a butt whipping three times. The one time I this guy disrespectful with my stepdad, the one time he's my dad, but just for the sake of this conversation, I'm using the word stepdad. One time I got disrespectful with my dad, I was like 15. I was like 15, 15, 15. And one time I got disrespectful, and guess what? And I got checked accordingly, which one I caught one to the face, by my mama, which I should have caught to the face. All right, Mika says, well, in that case, Mr. John should act accordingly. Correct. He should act accordingly. So, Mika, so you saying you agree with me that if a little kid run up in Mr. John's face, Mr. John should just tap him one time? Of course, we're not talking about hitting the face. Just hit him in the chest to know. I think sometimes these kids, especially boys, forget that I am an adult. I am a man. I can really hurt you. But now, okay, so now that take that same example, right? I said the boy that run up in his face, the little boy run up in his face being bad, like, run up on him like he a grown man trying to like have a like step to him. And I say Mr. John taps him, right? Because Mr. John, if you were the woman, you already know how she is. So that's say Mr. John said, let's call this girl Miss Kate. I said, Mr. John said, hey, Kate, I'm letting you know, your son roll up on me. And I popped them in the chest one good time. Now, if that conversation starts with, because she probably go ahead, your son roll up on me like a man, because I told him he couldn't do something because you told me about the school thing. And if that man, and if he says, hey, Kate, I had to pop him in the chest because he rolled up on me like he wanted to fight me or something like that. And she says, why you just ain't wait till I get there? And she says, why you just ain't wait till I get there? Now, that's a very, very, very touchy line. She didn't say it because if she don't be like, he roll up in your face. Put him on the phone. He roll up in your face. Because that'll be the first thing. Like, this is an adult and he bow up at you. It's one thing, some kids be a little disrespectful. You got just time with them reason, but like, whatever. But he rolled up in this man's face, trying to roll up in this man like he's a man, roll up on this man like he is a man. And so he got what he got accordingly. And of course, the man used proper judgment. It's a child, so not going to hit a child like hit a man. You just tap him enough to know that, let you know, boy, I am a man and you are a boy. But if that woman is acting accordingly, well, that may be wrong for just saying, you know what, I'm out of here. I'm leaving. I ain't taking this no more because you're not allowing me to be. I guess, like I say, ladies, this is a good guy. This is not a guy who is trying to harm your child. He's been around for a while. And see, would he be wrong? Would he be wrong? Or would you be wrong? I want to ladies be like, some ladies be like, okay, well, I got two people in here. I got Amiga. I got a Brittany say it's okay. Rakim said he with all the smoke. Little kid, try him. He with all the smoke for little kids trying. He with all the smoke. And okay. Tiffany said he's not wrong, but this the thing about it. It's not the fact that he's not wrong. is what is the mother gonna say? Okay, also we got Brittany said he's not wrong. And guys, I don't think he's wrong. Well, I know he ain't wrong, but what if the mother can't handle it? What if she still thinks she's wrong? Now see, now that's when the line gets, that's when the line's just a little crossed, because now I'm not just dealing with a disrespectful child. I'm dealing with a mama who think it's okay to let this child be disrespectful. And she's willing to just go along with it. She's willing not to question it. She's not willing to check them. And at 5 years old, guys, I think we don't realize until pre-K. 5 years old, that's like kindergarten, first grade. Kindergarten, first grade. And what happens is, and I always tell, and this advice I have to single mothers and fathers, whatever. I always tell her, Tiffany said she needs to grow up. I hear she needs to grow up. And to be fair, I'm gonna be fair. But some of these single mothers, I think we have to remember, but they still have to remember too, what are you trying to get? But some of these single mothers, they have been with said child, boy or girl. Sometimes it's been them for a long time. It hasn't been nobody else. It's just been them two. So either one of them might not be used to somebody coming in. I've been through that myself. I have my own issues with that. But mine was just on the flip side. Mine was with me having a daughter. But I had Jordan too. But Jordan was a little bit bigger, and Jordan he was no issue. But when it came to Teddy Bear, it was a little different, because I had my own issues that I might have not done right about when it comes to other people, when it comes to other authority or the authority figures, when it came to Teddy Bear. And some of the things I can say I'm wrong, and some of the things I might feel indifferent, some things I might can look back and say, like, well, maybe I could have been this. But I think everything goes into like how it happened, why it says, and just keeping the same energy all around. But one thing about kids, because one thing about even like that boy, because I gave an example of Mr. John. I said, Mr. John chopped him in the chest and said, sit down. But also, Mr. John been the same one taking that boy to football practice. Mr. John been the same one helping that boy playing the video games with him, helping him with his homework. Mr. John been doing all the other things that will qualify him to being able to discipline your child. Now Tiffany says the girl need to grow up. Like I said, some of these cases, man, some of these relationships some women have with their, especially, I find it more so with sons than with my daughter. Some of these relationships that women have with their sons, it's probably going to land to where they're going to be single for a long time. When I say single, not saying they're not going to have a friend or none of that, but I don't think they're going to have like a real like cohesive like whole like relationship. Because of course, women, men, so they're going to live. But I don't think some of these women will have relationships because of their unhealthy relationships with their kids. Not love, just unhealthy relationships. And sometimes I don't think they realize they're not unhealthy. And for some reason, I think with guys, it's probably our daughters. And with females, it's more so their sons. You know what I'm saying? Now we also gotta watch, you also gotta be smart. When I'm having these conversations, is also where the caveat is. Also, we're not talking about no scumbags. We're not talking about the guy who's just a piece of crap. We're talking about get real good guys who just having to deal with mamas who might not, want the best, you know what I'm saying? Not want the best, but might not be the best fit for their said child, you know what I'm saying? So you have to figure that out. Which is a whole nother thing, you know what I'm saying? Once you get that going. Hey guys, and that's how I feel about it. Now the women have spoken. Now the women inside this chat have says that woman needs to grow up. She need to let that man take care of what he need to. Let that man take care of what he's taking care of. Let that man do his job. And that's it. That's what the women in the chat are saying. and salute to these women for obviously for going to let this man be a man. So now if these women follow these same rules, either they're on the right track or, you know, or what have you. We can see what how it go from there. You know what I'm saying? Because this is a real serious issue. And I really see a real serious issue. And I'm starting to hear more conversations come up about this issue. Like just from like just friends and just homegirls and just even homeboys just talking about like different situations they be in. I'd be like, huh? Well, because God's like, well, you know, I can just leave. It's like, well, I know what I got going on, and I'm definitely not about to stay here and put up with you and your child on for something y'all wrong about. You know what I'm saying? And if you can't see that, I don't know what to tell you. You know what I'm saying? Because that's on you. You got to eat that. And so we also got to live. Also, guys, you know, for guys, like I said, most time for guys is usually our daughters. You know, we got to step it up too. But even with that dynamic, that's still a little, sometimes that's a different dynamic. We love our baby girls, we spoil them, but we're not about to sometimes not lose no thing. Unless you feel like you just out of line, then we're going to draw the line and we're like, we don't care what you're talking about. We don't care nothing about that. But, hey, that's it, guys. I got nothing to say. I think y'all ladies for speaking up and saying that Tiffany said she needs to grow up. Everybody said it's not wrong. Ben said it's not wrong. Mika said, well, in that case, Mr. Johnson acted accordingly. Mika said, hey, if the little boy out of line, get him back in line and everything all good. Hey, guys, I just want to do a little short episode and talk to you guys because I've been doing the interviews lately. And you guys really been supporting interviews. You guys really been showing love. You guys running the YouTube up. You guys running the Facebook up. The Instagram is doing good. The numbers are getting better and better every week. You guys see, I'm still trying to figure some things out. So I keep trying new things. Sometimes I hit and miss. Sometimes I mess up. So, you know, sometimes. So you guys, please forgive me. I thank you guys for that. But I'm trying new things. I'm coming with new smoke. I'm doing this right here now. You see, guys, now y'all talking. I got the comments coming up. I just keep trying new things, trying to make the product better because you guys are showing love, you're supporting. I just want to come and do a little sit down, get more interviews lined up. You guys love the interviews. I believe in following what the people say. You guys told me you want interviews, so I'm bringing you out of interviews. This week I did my first different kind of story with Miss Rashika who lost her son, and I'm glad I was able to allow that sister to tell her story, and with being a judge-free zone, and without being a hostile environment, environment to where she felt free enough to where she able to tell her story without no kind of judgment or agenda. I didn't go into the story with an agenda. I just went in there, just a straightforward. This guy just wanted to talk about it, and I think you guys, man, is growing. You guys know anybody that got something going on? More so, got something going on. I want to talk to them. Whether they got like a business, something like that, that's different. I also got some ideas for some other things I want to come on, and I might have some future just co-hosts just to talk about subjects. That's co-hosting. That's not interviewing. I'm still gonna do interview. Certain people that just interviews, and then some people I want just co-hosting just to talk about different topics. You know, I'm probably gonna do another live part, might be right after this one. Just saying, I'll probably do it tomorrow, next week. I want just some co-hosts just to talk about certain subjects, and we can go back and forth and let people come in. That'd be a different dynamic than the interviews, but the interview's still going. I thank you guys for the support, man. Marvel Sports Life, man. You guys go say y'all seen it all. The ups and downs, the flows, and me figuring it out. You know what I'm saying? Some things a little different, but we're going to get it, though. Thank you, guys. This is Marvel from Marvel Sports Life signing out.